"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell podcast on the iHeartRadio app. We're going to talk with Bill Wells, the mayor of El Cajon down in San Diego County, in just a minute. This is a perfect moment to tell you that there is a petition, and you sign the petition and we get enough signatures, there'll be a referendum on the ballot in November that will fix Prop 47. Fix it hard. And we will be at the Honda Center this Thursday from 1 to 4 p.m. in lot number 4. You're going to have to take the Ball Road exit, get to lot number 4, and we are going to have petitions for you to sign from 1 until 6. We're on the air from 1 until 4, but you can sign the petitions until 6 for L.A., Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside, San Diego, Ventura County, wherever you live. You can come and watch us do the show and sign the petitions. And this is going to drastically revise Prop 47. It's called the Homelessness, Drug Addiction, and Theft Reduction Act. In a nutshell, well, you know what? I'm going to have Bill Wells explain in a nutshell what it does. Bill Wells is the mayor of El Cajon, and there's a group of mayors in San Diego County who want this to pass and want you to sign. And let's get Bill on here.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. This is exciting news. This is a real chance for Californians to take their streets back from the homeless and the criminals and kind of put at least the first steps of righting the ship.
Yeah, this is absolutely necessary. This is a must sign petition, and November, it's got to be a must yes. Now, talk about what it does. Let's start with how it changes the way we treat thefts.
Yeah, so right now you can steal up to $950 per incident. That means not just in a day, but you can go from store to store, take your calculator with you, and make sure you don't steal over $950, and you will not be charged with a felony. You'll get a ticket as a misdemeanor. And we don't put people in jail anymore for misdemeanors, even if they have warrants and multiple offenses. So it's basically a get-out-of-jail-free card. So that kind of takes this away. And that's going to change significantly not only the economy of California, because, you know, we've lost $8 billion in revenue to shoplifting in the last year.
But wow. Really? Really? The thieves have stolen $8 billion of stuff? $8 billion?
Well,
Jesus.
I got to be honest. I think it's quite a bit more. because I think the stores have just given up. You know, they don't try to stop shoplifters anymore. I don't think they're reporting everything. So I'm guessing it's significantly more, but that's what's been reported.
Yeah, no, a lot of it's not reported. You're right.
Yeah, it not only makes it hard for stores to stay open, but it kind of makes neighborhoods fall into decline. You know, you lose your CVS, you lose your Vons. Locally, we lost a grocery store in an area that didn't have a whole lot of grocery stores, but they just couldn't stay open because they lost so much in theft. And now people have trouble finding food. And there are implications that go very deep into the livability of neighborhoods in California in general.
Yeah, you know, we should be able to have a grocery store or a convenience store or a drug store. That should be part of basic civilization and not have them close up because all these stupid thieves are running around stealing billions. I mean, that's just unbelievable. So with this bill, with this proposition, third time you get caught stealing stuff, it's a felony, right?
Yeah, well, it's actually a little more lenient than that. It's the first two times you get out free again. The third time you have mandatory treatment, and the fourth time it's a felony. This is for fentanyl use.
No. I'm talking about the stealing though.
Oh yeah, third time is a felony.
Third time is a felony for stealing. Now the fentanyl.
Yeah, I wish it was the first time, but
yeah, I know. Well, you got to compromise with the bleeding hearts. Okay, so wait, put the fentanyl aside for a second. Let's talk about the drug use. Okay, you're found with drugs, possession of drugs, and there's no real penalty now for that. But this would bring back the idea that you either go to jail or you go get treatment. Talk about that.
So a lot of people ask me as the mayor of a city, you know, why do you allow homelessness on your streets? And we don't want to, but California has made it impossible for us to use any of the tools we would normally use to get people off the streets. One of those tools was when you were publicly using drugs or selling drugs, we would arrest you and at least get you off the street for a month or two so that you can get clean and sober and maybe get put into a treatment center. But now you're not allowed to do that. So you can sell drugs on the street openly. You can use drugs on the street openly. By the way, you can also have sex in the middle of the street openly. You know that you can have sex with an unconscious person under Prop 47 and not be arrested?
It's not funny, but that's, you know, people think that's a joke. That's not a joke. That's for real. You can have sex with an unconscious person in the street, it's not a felony.
Yeah, it sounds kind of funny until it's your daughter at a college frat party.
Yeah, I know. That is a real provision that Prop 47 had in it.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can be involved in a drive-by shooting as long as you're not the one pulling the trigger. It's not a felony. It's a misdemeanor. I mean, it's insane. And they've closed two prisons as a result of this. And they basically just legalized crime in California. And no wonder you've got more people leaving here than are coming in. It's California is in decline. This is the kind of thing we need to do to take back our streets.
Okay, so just to review so far, for theft, third time they catch you stealing stuff, that's going to be a felony. You're going to go to prison potentially. And on the drug issue, if you're caught selling or using drugs in public, then you'll be given a choice, either jail or treatment. Now, let's talk about fentanyl, dealing fentanyl, and what it means if you deal it and one of your customers dies.
Well, again, you've got a couple of times you can be let out and say, don't do it again, which I think is wrong, but we had to, I guess, agree to that. The third time is a mandatory treatment, and the fourth time it's a felony, you go to jail for quite a while.
Right, and you can get charged with murder if your customer dies.
Yes. And so that's a big change because, of course, you know that it came before the California legislature recently, and they felt like they had to do something to kind of placate the rest of us. So they said, yeah, you can be arrested for using fentanyl as long as you have like a pound of it, which is enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States of America.
That's not a joke either. It just takes a few grains, like some salt shaker grains. And if you inhale that, you die.
Absolutely. So, you know, I mean, look, this is a step in the right direction. It's not the answer, but it's the first kind of legislation that we've seen that had some kind of semblance of common sense in the past decade.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing a show at the Honda Center in Anaheim on Thursday. We'll be on the air from 1 until 4 in the parking lot number 4 at the Honda Center. And you'll be able to sign the petitions. And we will have petitions for citizens in Orange County, L.A. County, San Diego County, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Ventura County. And you sign the petition,
we
get enough signatures, it'll be on the ballot in November.
I'm curious to see how easy it is to get these signatures. I think it's going to be pretty easy. We need 500,000, which probably means we need 750,000 just to be safe so that they can't pull a fast one and throw it out.
Right, I know. We got to get a huge cushion. Because they pulled a fast one here in L.A. County with the DA recall. So you need to have a big cushion. So
I'm guessing people are so fed up, they're gonna sign these things in droves.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe we'll talk about it later.
Well, they've already got at least 360,000, if not more. And that was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we got two months. We got 2 months to get to our goal. All right. Well, Bill, thank you very much for coming on. And how many mayors in your group that want Prop 47 to get this revision?
There were 14 of us.
14 so mayors in San Diego County. All right.
Yeah, and by the way, can I tell you to go to wellsforcongress2024.com if you want to find out about my congressional race?
That's right. Bill is running for Congress in that area.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for coming on. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
All right. That's Bill Wells. When we come back, we talked about this right at the beginning because I was listening to Bill Malusian on Fox News. I was listening to the audio, and he was describing what's happening at the border here in California, stuff he's never seen before. And I'll explain. And he's been at the border for 3 years, most of the time in Texas. But Texas has really done a hell of a job sealing off its own border with Mexico. You see, it wasn't that difficult, and it worked. And it just shows you how intentional the Biden administration is with letting in millions of illegal aliens. Let me tell you what Bill is seeing. I've been watching some of the video this afternoon on Fox News. It's quite a story going on down San Diego way.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
If you're trolling around looking for money from us, out of luck. Contest was over Friday. I don't know if and when it starts up again, but not today. No money for you. So you have to listen and not get paid. I start talking about this at the beginning of the show. I was driving in and I heard Bill Malusian doing these live reports on Fox News. I was listening to the audio feed. And since then, I've been able to see a lot of the video on television here and look at some of the photos that they've posted online. And it is true. What Bill Malusian from Fox News was reporting is that the migrant surge is moved west. And there's a lot of people coming over the California border now because Texas, Greg Abbott, yeah, he's acting like a governor, an effective governor. Everybody should have a governor like Greg Abbott. You know what he did? He's basically sealed off the border. They put up razor wire. They put up cargo containers. They've got the National Guard down there. They even defied the federal government. And Biden's not willing to take Abbott on at this point. And the border crossing at Eagle Pass, Texas, has gone from 3,000-4,000 a day to 30 or 40. They've cut the border flow at Eagle Pass by 99% plus, which proves that if you put enough obstacles up, it stops the immigration flow, the illegal immigration flow, because it does. And that's why walls work, fences work, any kind of barrier works, any kind of intimidation. Having the law enforcement, having the National Guard, it works. Now, some of them are now moving to the West because in California, we have no laws. And we give illegal aliens more benefits than any other state in any other country in the world. In fact, the latest and the newest is free health care. You come to California. You step 1 foot in, you get free health care from Gavin Newsom. Yes, they passed that last year when you weren't paying attention. Now, Mnuchin's story today was chronicling this long line of Chinese immigrants who were climbing up a mountain on the Mexico side, coming to the peak and walking down a narrow path on the U.S. side of the mountain. He was watching them at a long distance. They used a super zoom lens to try to track what was going on. And a lot of them are from China. Some are from Kazakhstan, Syria, Turkey, African nations. And the greatest percentage of illegal aliens are now Chinese. In fact, this is 2022 data, and at the time, these are the illegal aliens that asked for asylum. Number one country was China at 13.5%. Number two, El Salvador. Number three, India. Then Guatemala, Honduras, Venezuela, Nicaragua, Ecuador, Russia. Mexico was in the top 10, but only 3%. Long gone are the days where most of the border crossers were Mexican. Now, the largest group is from China. And there were lots of Chinese coming over the border town of Hakumba. And one of them told reporters, the reporter said, why did you come here? And the guy said, to take the money. That was an exact quote, take the money. Griff Jenkins of Fox News was also there. This is one of the largest groups of Chinese I've ever come across. Two groups crossing at the same time here at Hakumba. It's mostly guys. Now, really, do you trust that the Chinese government is not sending bad guys over? Oh, and all the Middle Eastern, you know how many thousands of Middle Easterners have come across the border, and Russians too? What's going to happen in this country now that we've got thousands of nefarious characters wandering around? 37,000 Chinese migrants came over in fiscal year 2023. The 2024 fiscal year started October the 1st, and 20,000 more have come in since. So now we're looking at 57,000 in the last year and a half. This is a historic wave of Chinese migrants. Right. And I'm sure the Chinese government doesn't have any bad people in that group. Tony Gonzalez is a congressman in Texas, and he said he's asked different agencies why some groups of migrants go to one place and others go elsewhere. It depends what cartel controls the pipeline. It's very clear the Sinaloa cartel controls the operations that send Chinese towards the California border, the California-Arizona corridor, they call it. That's half of it. The other half is, where's the population going to go? Since there's already large populations of Asian Americans in California, that's why they're headed there. They know people, or obviously they'd be more comfortable. Some are just regular people. Others, we know there's a lot of criminal gang members coming in from El Salvador and Honduras. We know that. MS-13 gang members are coming in. What are the Chinese sending us? What are the terrorist nations sending us from the Middle East? What's Russia sending us? Why wouldn't they do it? And they all get free health care. Yeah. Texas, what'd they do? They shipped everybody out. Buses, go. New York, Chicago, Denver, go. And now, razor wire, cargo containers, fencing, National Guard, state police, that's what they do. Eagle Pass, used to be 4,000 a day, now it's 40. That's what a real governor does. That's what you're supposed to do when you run a state or run a country. Here, free health care. Who do you think's going to turn out better in the long run? And they wonder why so many people are moving to Texas and why so many people are moving out of the state of California. More coming up.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4. Conway coming up after 4 o'clock. Also, John Cobalt Show on Demand podcast being posted after 4 on the iHeart app to listen to what you missed. We were talking about how there is now a greater flow of illegal aliens coming over the California-Mexican border. A lot of them are Chinese. Fox has been chronicling this all day, Bill Malusian. There's a stream of Chinese as well as Kazakhs and Africans and Syrians and Turks, and they're all, some of them are coming up and down over a mountain just west of the border fence. The border fence comes to an end, and there's a big mountain. It's really rugged, so they didn't build the fence on the mountain, and people are climbing the mountain and then coming down a little narrow path. This is a difficult maneuver, but they're coming. Most of them young guys, although Malusian said there was one older woman carrying a little baby. Somehow she pulled it off. And one of the reasons that they're pushed now into California, partly, you know, we have a big Chinese Asian population in California, so it's natural it's going to attract more from that part of the world. But also the Texas governor has done a terrific job sealing off a lot of the Texas-Mexico border. I mean, at Eagle Pass, as I mentioned, it's went from 4,000 a day to 40. And it's cargo containers and barbed wire and fencing and guys with guns. You know who else is building a wall? Egypt. They're building a wall to keep Palestinian refugees from coming into their country. Because the Israelis are continuing to invade Gaza and they're going farther and farther south, pushing into southern Gaza. And that's where a lot of the Palestinians had fled. They'd fled from north to south. Now the Israelis have come to the south, and the Palestinians don't have a good direction to go to, because they're sealed inside Gaza. You obviously aren't going to go north to Israel, and you're not going to go to the west where the water is. Can't go south to Egypt. So they have built an 8-square-mile walled enclosure in the Sinai Desert near the border. 100,000 people could be accommodated in the camp. It's surrounded by concrete walls far away from any Egyptian settlements. Large numbers of tents have been delivered. Boy, I tell you, this is the era to own a tent company here. Between all the refugees and all the homeless people in L.A., man, you want to be in the tent business. So this fortified, calling it like a fortified camp, it's on Egyptian land. But it's in the desert, so it's going to get nowhere near any Egyptian towns or cities, because Egypt wants nothing to do with refugees coming over the borders. And in fact, you know, they've been at peace with Israel for decades, and they say no peace if Israel ends up driving the Gazans into Egypt. So it's fascinating, because much of the world is demanding justice for the Palestinians, but no other country wants to take them in. Like, nobody wants to take them in. None of their neighbors. Jordan doesn't want them. Lebanon doesn't want them. It's something else. Now, in other news, we were talking about this guy, that big guy in the red shirt who they grabbed right after the shooting in Kansas City at the Super Bowl victory parade. Well, they've identified him, and he had nothing to do with the shooting. Boy, was he all over the news? He was all over the news. It made him look like suspect number one. Big, muscular guy. Denton Loudermill is his name. He's wearing a red sweatshirt, and the police surrounded him after the mass shooting erupted. Photos and videos went all over the internet, all over television, and the caption claimed he was one of the gunmen. He was not. He had a press conference Saturday. He said, "I was just enjoying myself like everybody else. I want to clear my name. I had nothing to do with anything. I was not out to harm anybody. I was just enjoying the parade." He had a few drinks and was detained for being intoxicated and not moving away from the crime scene. So the cops went after him. According to his attorney, Lorana Lassiter, Mr. Denton had several drinks, but so did a 500,000 other people, including some of the Chiefs players. You like Travis Kelce? It's not a crime. It doesn't make you a mass shooter. He was released without a citation or an official arrest, but because he was identified online as being one of the shooters, you know what happens. He's got death threats. His lawyers say he didn't do anything wrong. He did not commit a crime. So go tell that. Get the truth out there. Clear his name. Save his life. I don't know what he was, but he had a lot of police around him. I think he had more police around him than the shooters did. Shouldn't the police have said right away that he had nothing to do with the shooting? Or did they suspect him at first?
My guess is because it's probably... because the suspects are minors, that they had an adult in custody, that they were like, okay, this is our guy.
Yeah. And I wonder what he did.
Yeah, did he resist in any sort of way that made them sit him down on the curb with his hands behind his back?
He wasn't moving away fast enough from the crime scene, although usually somebody who shoots up a crowd does move away fast. So he was, I guess they just wanted to clear him out of the way, and he was drunk. And he didn't respond quickly enough. Probably was confused what was going on. I mean, then there was a chaotic scene. None of us are wired to understand what's going on when there's bullets flying everywhere and people are dropping and everyone's screaming. And then there's this story. You know the Sikhs, right? Religious group from India. And they wear turbans. And... they're going to be allowed to ride without helmets if this assembly bill passes. An assembly member, Esmeralda Soria, has proposed a bill giving a religious exemption to Sikhs because they can't fit the turban in the helmet. This helmet law was passed in the 1990s. It's for public safety. Oh, see, it's one of those things I've never understood. I don't get on my motorcycles, but if I did, I'd wear a helmet. But if I don't want to wear a helmet, what do you care? If I go a splat against a tree, that's my issue, not yours. Soria said many Sikhs are motorcycle enthusiasts, and they deserve to continue their privilege to ride at the same time, respecting the religion. The thing is, if Sikhs don't have to wear a helmet, then, well, I mean, nobody should have to wear a helmet. I don't think they should wear a helmet because nobody should have to. Government's constantly, the thing is, we get penalized. It's not just the nagging. It's not just the scolding that goes on. You get fined. I don't know if you get points on your license for it. Right now, there's only three states in the nation where you could drive a motorcycle freely with no helmet: Iowa, Illinois, and New Hampshire. The other 47 are nanny states. The Sikhs are going to get a break. You're going to see guys joining the Sikh religion because there's a lot of cyclists that would love to drive helmet free.
I was going to say it's like the guys who say they're transgender once they go to jail.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of conversions going on. More coming up.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
You are coming Thursday, right? You are coming to the Honda Center in Anaheim Thursday. Our show, 1 to 4 from the Honda Center, parking lot 4. And you're going to sign the petitions to do a major revision on Prop 47. And it's absolutely necessary. There's no excuses. We're going to be counting names. And this is going to greatly revise 47 so that people get arrested for felonies the third time they steal something. They get arrested for drug selling and drug possession. And the choice is go to jail or go to treatment. And you're selling fentanyl? Yeah, you're in real trouble if somebody dies. By the third time, I think you get some kind of warning or you get treatment. Fourth time, you're going to prison. And somebody dies, one of your customers, then you're up on murder charges and you go to prison for a long time. And that's, much of this used to be the law. So you're going to sign petitions from 1 to 6. We're going to do the broadcast from 1 to 4, Honda Center, Lot 4. Got to take the Ball Road exit to the Honda Center. And we're going to have petitions for L.A., Orange County, San Bernardino, Riverside, San Diego, Ventura. All right. I don't know if this is going to become a thing or not. You hear about this from time to time, and sometimes these fizzle out. But there is a group of truckers online led by a guy who calls himself Chicago Ray. And he claims that he and other truckers are going to stop making deliveries to New York City to protest the civil court case that Trump lost. And he's supposed to pay $350 million. And this guy, Chicago Ray, says, "I've been on the radio talking to drivers for the past hour. I talked to about 10 drivers. They're going to start refusing loads to New York City starting on Monday." Well, I don't know. That doesn't sound like much of a protest. But he's getting a lot of media coverage. I don't know how far across the country this is, how many truckers are going to start denying loads to New York City. But I'll tell you what, you F around and find out. The bosses aren't going to care if we deny the loads. We'll just go somewhere else. You know how effing hard it is to get into New York City with one of those MFers? Man, F that. He says 95% of truckers support Trump. And the post has been viewed more than 4.5 million times, 50,000 likes. And they want to stop delivering everything to New York. Conway's here.
Hey, now, I cut off my loads to New York, too.
You did?
Yeah. No more.
No loads.
No more. No more. Who do we have on today? Well, we got flash flood. We got a flash flood warning going on, right? Evictions and the whole run. This is the only city that does a news story before the rain starts.
I know.
You know?
Yeah.
It's great.
To whip up the hype.
It's really cool. It's
just rains everywhere else.
That's right. You know, a large sinkhole in the 405 at right on the Sepulveda Pass there.
Yeah.
So if you can't use that off-ramp, you got to go another 900 miles past it and then backtrack.
Yeah, I drove past it today. They already got barriers up and flashing lights and equipment.
So if you missed that one, what's the next one? Ventura?
Circle? Ventura Boulevard. You get down the hill. You got to go all the way.
You got to wait in traffic all the way down the hill and then backtrack up.
Right. And there was a lot of traffic because all these extra cars had to take Ventura.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they said they're going to have it fixed by late August. So that'll be fun.
Paying overtime.
Yes. Evelyn Taft is coming on. She does the weather over there at KCAL 9. That's kind of cool, right? Cool deal. Coming on at 5 o'clock. We'll talk about the weather.
Okay.
John,
to be excited.
And the Daytona 500 was canceled yesterday, or postponed. And it's going on right now, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
The quickest time, 2 hours, 48 minutes. And the Daytona 500 is like driving from Burbank to Vegas and back. That's almost exactly 500 miles.
2 hours and?
2 hours and 48 minutes.
Like going to Vegas?
Vegas and back. Yeah.
All right. That's pretty fast.
But look, if you cut that in half, that's an hour and 24 minutes.
Yeah.
To get to Vegas? that's great. It's the
fastest you've done.
It's not much longer than that.
Really?
Yeah. I got pulled over. I'm one of those idiots that that went over 100, got pulled over, and it was a big deal. It was a big deal. Paid for that for a long time. Points and insurance and
fines
and traffic school and all kinds of crap. Yeah. They don't like that at all. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I got pulled over on the way to Vegas with my buddy got pulled over. He was doing a little faster than I was. And then I pulled off to the side about a mile ahead until he was done with the cop to catch up to me. And the cop comes to me and gives me a ticket as well. And so that we assume that's going to cost all our money. So we turned around in Barstow and never went to Vegas. Horrible. Worst Vegas weekend ever.
Yeah. All right. Conway's
ding
next.
Dong with you, buddy. Get the rain. Come on, John.
Crozier's got the news live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.